In Wisconsin, viral hemorrhagic septicemia has been found in Lake Michigan and the Lake Winnebago system. The DNR has since used temporary rules that require draining of water from boats and fishing equipment and limits on moving live bait and fish between waterways. The DNR board has just voted to make the rules permanent, and the State Agriculture Department has almost completed work on its rule package. But DNR Fisheries Bureau Director Mike Staggs says with only about 150 game wardens in the state, it'll be up to most anglers to police themselves.
Absolutely. I mean, there's 1.5 million anglers and almost 700,000 registered boaters, any one of whom, you know, if they don't know about this, you know, is the potential for spreading the disease. It's a small risk, but cumulatively it's a big risk. So that's why we've been trying to get the word out that these are good things to do, not just for VHS, but other invasive species.
The DNR board eventually voted 7-0 for the permanent VHS rules. But earlier, board member Jane Wiley pushed for allowing anglers to take unused minnows out of a waterway and let the bait be used back in the same lake or river later.
We should not be so tight on our regulations that we don't allow, as I said at the board meeting, the people who are always fishing on the same lake some movability and a chance to reuse their minnows.
But DNR conservation wardens said that exception would make the permanent rules too hard to enforce. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.